Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Come, let us worship God, our King, and bow down before Him. Come, let us worship Christ, God, our King, and bow down before Him. Come, let us worship Christ, our King and our God, and bow down before Him. Together, bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, you are great indeed. Clothed in pomp and brilliance, arrayed with light as with a cloak, stretching out the sky as a tent cloth, establishing your lofty halls on water. You make the clouds your conveyance, you surge on the wings of the wind, you make the wind your messengers and flaming fire your attendants. You settle the earth on its foundation, it shall stand unmoved from age to age. The abyss covered it like a garment, the waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they take to flight, at the peal of your thunder they flee. They hurdle the hills and round down the dales to the place you have chosen for them. You have set up a boundary not to be passed. They shall never return to cover the earth. Down in the gullies you make springs to rise. Water shall flow between the mountains. They shall give drink to the beasts of the field, while the asses will seek them to quench their thirst. The birds of the sky shall abide by them. From among the rocks they will raise their song. From your lofty halls you refresh the hills. The earth shall be fed with the fruit of your works. You make green pastures for the cattle and food plants for the service of men, so that bread may be drawn from the earth and wine that gladdens the heart of men, so that oil may put a gleam on his face, and that bread may strengthen the heart of men. The trees of the plain shall be satisfied, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. Sparrows shall build their nest in them, herons shall call them their home. To the deer belongs the high mountains, to rodents the shelter of the rock. You have made a moon to mark the seasons, the sun knows the time of its setting. You establish darkness and it is night, wherein the forest creatures sprawl. Young lions roar for their prey and call out to God for their meat. As the sun rises, they will come together and lay themselves down in their dens. Man will go out to his labor and work until eventide. How great are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have wrought them all. The earth is filled with your creatures, even the wide and open sea. Within it are countless creeping things, living beings, small and large. Upon it there are ships a-sailing, and the great beasts you made to have fun. All of them look to you to give them their food in due season. You provide and they gather up. You open your hands and they are full. You hide your face and they cringe. You suspend their breath and they die and return to their dust. You send forth your breath and they live. You renew the face of the earth. May the Lord's glory endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks upon the earth and makes it quake. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God as long as I last. Would that my thoughts be pleasing to him, and I will rejoice in the Lord. May the sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The sun knows the time of its setting. You establish darkness, and it is night. How great are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have wrought them all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Doxa sio Theos. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Our hope, O Lord, glory to you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie
eleison. For the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie
eleison. For the stability of the holy churches of God and the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Reverence and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Archbishop Isaiah, the honorable priesthood, the deacons in the service of Christ, for all the clergy and laity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our country, the president, and all in public service, for our armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
city and parish, for every city and land and the faithful who dwell in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For temperate weather and abundance of the fruits of the earth and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For those who travel by land, sea, and air, those who are sick or suffering or in captivity, and for their safekeeping, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
That we may be spared all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, in your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering our most holy, pure, blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, Lord.
Hear our prayer and heed the voice of our entreaty. Give us a sign of your divine favor. Lead us on your way that we may walk in your truth. Gladden our hearts so we may be in awe of your holy name. For you are the greatest. You are great in the wonders that you perform. You alone are God, and among all deities, none is your like, O Lord. Mighty in mercy, benevolent in might, helping and comforting and saving those who trust in your holy name. For all glory, honor, and worship are yours due, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever, unto the ages of ages.
Amen. In my distress I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me. O Lord, save me from lying lips and from a treacherous tongue. What shall be given you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? The sharpened arrows of a warrior with firebrands made of the broom tree. Woe is me that my exile has been so long, that I have set up tent in camp of Kedar. Too long have I stayed among those who hate peace. I was peaceable, but when I spoke to them, they warred against me without cause.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen.
Let us again in peace pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Reign in our most holy, pure, blessed,
most holy Theotokos, save us.
Let us commit ourselves, one another, in our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
Now chastise us in wrath, to deal with us in accordance with your loving kindness, healer and physician of our souls. Guide us to the harbor of your will, enlighten the minds and eyes of our hearts, that we may know your truth. Grant that the rest of this day may be peaceful and without sin, as may our whole life through the power of prayers of the Theotokos and of all the saints.
Πότης ον εκράτους Ιησού Χριστού η Βασιλεία και η Δύναμις και η Δόξα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος νυν και αεί και εις αιώνας των αιώνων.
Αμήν. To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen.
Let us again in peace pray to the Lord.
Kyrie
eleison. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Remembering our most holy, pure, blessed, glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you.
upon your holy name and did not put us to shame. For having placed our hope in your mercy, but grant us, O Lord, all that we ask for our salvation, make us worthy to love and fear you with all of our heart, and in all things to do your will.
For you are a good and loving God, and you do we offer glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Of ages.
Amen. Lord, I have cried out.
Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth and the gate to contain my lips.
Let not my heart incline to evil deeds, to finding excuses for sinful doing.
In the company of men who work iniquity, and I will not partake of their delicacies.
Let the just man chasten me with kindness and chide me, but the oil of the wicked shall never touch my head.
Yet even then I would pray for their goodwill. Their judges were dashed against the rock. They shall hear my words, how sweet they are.
As a lump of clay broken on the ground, so shall their bones be strewn near the grave.
On you, O Lord, my eyes are fixed. In you have I trusted. Take not my life away.
Keep me from the snare which they have set for me, and from the traps of wicked men.
The wicked shall fall into their own nets, while I alone escape.
With my voice I cried out to the Lord, with my voice I implore the Lord.
Before him I will pour out my prayer, in his presence I will tell of my distress.
When my spirit was fainting within me, you knew my paths. On that very road I was walking, they set a trap for me.
I looked to my right and observed, no one was aware of me. I had no means of escape, no one would take care of my life.
I cried out to you, O Lord, and said, you are my hope, my share in the land of the living.
Attend to my supplication, for I am laid very low. Deliver me from my oppressors, for they are too strong for me.
Deliver me from my oppressors, release me from prison, that I may give thanks to your name. Look at the page, please.
Page 98 at the bottom, one verse, then page 99.
If you retain sins, O Lord, who can stand? With you there is forgiveness. How shall I so unworthy come into the splendor of your saints? If I make bold to enter the bridal feast, my clothing will reproach me, since it's not a wedding garment. Then I shall be bound up and cast out by the angels. In your love, O Lord, purge my soul and save me.
For your name's sake, O Lord, I have waited for you. My soul has waited for your promise. My soul has hoped in the Lord. I have succumbed to spiritual torpor, O bridegroom Christ, and hold no lamp alight with virtue. I am like the foolish virgins wandering about when it was time to act. Master, do not seal against me the wellsprings of your pity, but rouse me to shake off the gloom of sleep, and lead me with the prudent maids into your bridal chamber. Here the clear song of the revelers can be heard singing ceaselessly, Lord, glory to you.
From the morning watch until night, let Israel hope in the Lord. Soul, you have heard the sentence pronounced on him who hid his talent, so do not bury God's word. Rather proclaim his wonders, so that abounding in grace, you may enter into the joy of your Lord.
For with the Lord is steadfast love, and in him is full redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Come, faithful, let us labor with zeal for the Master, for he shares out his wealth to his stewards. As each is able, then let us increase the talent of grace. One will embellish wisdom with good works, another will perform a splendid liturgy. The believer will convey the word to the uninitiate, while yet another will distribute wealth to the poor. Thus shall we increase what is ours in trust, and the stewards of grace marry the Master's joy. O Christ, as loving God, deem us worthy of this joy.
Praise the Lord, all you nations, exalt him, all you peoples. Jesus, when you come in glory with angelic hosts and sit on the judgment seat, do not separate me, good shepherd. You know the ways of those on the right. Those on the left are perverted. Hardened though I am in sin, do not condemn me to perish with the goats, but numbering me among the sheep at your right hand, save me in your love.
Mighty is his love for us, and the truthfulness of the Lord endures forever. Bridegroom, comeliest of all men, you have invited us into your spiritual wedding feast. Through sharing in your sufferings, strip away the tattered raiment of my sins, and clothing me in the splendor of your beauty, make me a radiant guest of your kingdom as loving God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. So
Blessed Jesus Christ, having come to the setting of the sun and seen the evening light, we praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is fitting in all times to raise a song of praise in measured melody. O Son of God, the giver of life,
behold, the universe sings your glory.
Evening
Kibanon 6, Tone, Psalm 131. Arise, O Lord, and go up to your rest. You and the ark of your holiness, O Lord, remember David and all his forbearance.
Shuthiya.
The reading is from the book of Exodus.
Let us be attentive.
Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to fetch it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and lo, the babe was crying. She took pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him, and the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she named him Moses, for she said, "Because I drew him out of the water."
Rokibenon for Dorm, Psalm 132, behold how good and pleasant is for brothers to dwell in unity. It is as ointment upon the head, which runs down over the beard. Kelepson,
wisdom, arise and kneel down. The light of Christ enlightens all people. Fos Christou, veni pace.
The reading is from the book of Job.
Wisdom, let us be attentive.
Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside him. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them and slew the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The Chaldeans formed three companies and made a raid upon the camels and took them, and slew the servant with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose and rent his robe and shaved his head and fell upon the ground and worshiped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God. In all this, Job did not sin and charge God with wrong.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Kneel down.
Κατευθυν τίτο η πρόσευ ημού ως θυμίαμα ενώπιον σου. O Lord, I have cried out to you, hear me. Hearken to the voice of my prayer as I cry out to you.
Let my prayer rise as incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice.
Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth and a gate to contain my lips.
Let my prayer rise. incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice.
Let not my heart incline to evil deeds to find an excuse for sinful doings in the company of people who work iniquity, and I will not partake of their delicacies.
Let my prayer rise as incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, unto the ages of ages. Amen. Κατεθυντήτω η προσευχή μου ως τιμία μα ενώπιον σου έπαρσης των ηρών μου θυσία.
Please join with me the prayer of Saint Ephrem the Syrian. O Lord and Master of my life, deliver me from the spirit of laziness and meddling, the desire for power over others, or vain talk. But give rather to me, your servant, a spirit of purity, humility, patience, and love. Yes, Lord and King, allow me to see my own sins and faults and not to judge others, for you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen. Let us say with our whole letters. Wisdom arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
The gospel is according to St. Matthew. Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
The Lord said to his disciples, of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father only. As were the days of Noah, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and swept them all away, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in that field, one is taken and one is left. Two of them will be grinding at the meal, one is taken and one is left. Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, my master is delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with the drunken, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, at an hour he does not know, and will punish him and put him with the hypocrites. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be compared to 10 maidens who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those whose maidens and all those maidens rose and trimmed their lamps. Then the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, perhaps it will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other maidens came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. For it will be as when a man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug it in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, and I will set you over much. Enter in the joy of your master. And he who had 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 more talents. His master said to them, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not winnow. So I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what is yours. But his master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed and gather where I have not winnowed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast that worthless servant into the outer darkness. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right hand, but the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me, and in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food, thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. When Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, you know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Please be seated for just a minute. I can't really not let this gospel passage go without saying a few words about it. This gospel passage with these parables and these challenges are a challenge to each and every one of us. Of course, we're on the second and a half day of the Holy Week. And basically, this is about, there is an accounting. Our lives, everything that we do, everything we believe, there is a responsibility, there are consequences for our actions. And we are encouraged to live with God first in our lives, and by having God first, have our brothers and sisters following, having ourselves last, to again, once again, combat the consequences of the ancestral sin. And the consequences of that ancestral sin is our tendency is to put ourselves first and God after. If we do that for our lives, we will continue to live that way in this life and in the life after. God is a loving and a merciful and compassionate God. But he does not force us to choose him first. He invites us continually. He's compassionately always there to receive us. But if we continue to live with ourselves first and God second, that's the way it's going to be for eternity. Not just in this life, for all eternity. So this is what the challenge of these parables are. Or is. So let us listen very carefully and very attentively and do our very, 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 very utmost best to constantly try to put God first rather than ourselves. And as we do that, when we do fall and put ourselves first, because we inevitably do and will, then we can repent. And the inclination of our heart is to have the Lord God first, and to worship him and love him with all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, and then to love our neighbor as ourself. The mercy and compassion of our Lord be with you, and for all of us, myself included, wake up!
Let us say with our whole soul and our whole mind, let us say,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Lord God of our fathers, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, in your great goodness, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
We pray for all wise folk and Archbishops.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for Archbishop Isaiah and all our brotherhood in Christ.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie
eleison. Lord, God, accept us, we pray for your servants and have mercy on us, and the abundance of compassion, pity on us, and all your people who wait to be redeemed.
For you are a merciful and loving God, and you do we offer glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Your catechumens pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray for the catechumens.
Kyrie eleison.
The Lord will show them his mercy.
Kyrie eleison.
That it will instruct them in the word of his truth.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness.
Lord, have mercy.
That it will unite them to his holy Catholic and apostolic church.
Lord, have
Save
mercy.
Save them, have mercy on them, help them, and keep them, O God, in your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Catechumens, bow your heads unto the Lord. Call them to eternal life, illuminating their souls and bodies, and numbering them among your reasoning flock, and on which your holy name is invoked. That with us they too may glorify your most honored and majestic name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Catechumens, depart. Catechumens, depart. All who are admitted for illumination, depart. Pray all you preparing for a holy illumination. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
Catechumens,
mercy.
Depart. Let none of the catechumens remain. All we faithful again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Angela eleison, the apilaxonimas of Theos, DC, Hari.
Kyrie eleison.
Sophia. O God, our great in praise, from the life giving death of your Christ, you have born us from corruption to immortality, liberate our senses from killing passion. Setting over them as a benevolent sovereign, the inner reason, let the eye be averted from every evil sight, and the ear deaf to idle talk. May the tongue be purged of unseemly speech. Purify these lips and praise you, O Lord. Make our hands abstain from wicked deeds, doing those things only that are pleasing to you, thus sealing with your grace all of our members and our mind. For all glory, honor, and worship are yours, due Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Wisdom. Holy Master, heavenly good, we entreat you, rich in mercy, to be gracious to us sinners and to make us worthy to receive your only begotten Son, our God, the King of glory. For behold, his spotless body and life-giving blood are about to make their entrance at this hour, to be laid on the mystical table, invisibly attended by the multitude of your heavenly hosts. Grant that we may receive them in blameless communion, so that as the eyes of our understanding see the light, we may become children of light and of the day. Through the gift of your Christ, with whom you are blessed, together with you, all holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Behold the mystical sacrifice, fully accomplished, is ushered in fervent faith. Let us run in, that we may become sharers in everlasting life.
Celestial altar as a sweet smelling fragrance, will in turn send upon us his divine grace into the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.
Kyrie eleison.
May be spared all affliction, violence, danger, and want. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, in your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy, perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant us, O Lord.
An angel of peace, guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
And
all that is good and profitable for our souls and peace in the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Para su Kyrie.
Life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Para su Kyrie.
Without suffering and shame, and a good account at the awesome judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Ara su Kyrie.
Having prayed for the unity of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God. Sinners to offer gifts and sacrifices for our sins and the failings of the people. Invisible King, you perform works great and inscrutable, glorious and extraordinary beyond number. Look upon us and your undeserving servants as we stand as at your throne of the cherubim and your only altar, your only begotten Son, our God. Rest in awesome mysteries here offered. Freeing all of us, your faithful people, of all uncleanness, sanctify us, soul and body, and sanctification can never be taken away. Thus, partaking of these divine blessings of your conscience, faces and blessings, heart enlightened, being quickened by them, we may be united to Christ himself, our true God. For he said, he who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood abides in me, and I in him. Having your word indwelling and moving within us, we may thus become the temple of your all-holy and worshipful spirit, free of every wile of the evil one, affecting our acts, our thoughts, our words, and so obtain blessings promised to us and to your saints who have pleased you throughout the ages. Make us worthy of asking with confidence, without fear of condemnation, to dare make bold to call you the heavenly God, Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Oče náš, jež jsi na nebesích, dá svaté se jméno tvoje, a přijde království tvoje, a bude vůle tvoje, jako na nebesí i na zemi. Chleb nás náslušný dáš nám dnes i ostaví nám dluhy naše, jakože i my vlastovlajem dlužníkům našim, i neveď nás v pokušení, Noi spavi nasul lucrăvago.
Tatăl nostru care ești în ceruri, sfințească-se numele Tău, vie împărăția Ta, facă-se voia Ta, precum în cer, așa și pe pământ. Pâinea noastră cea spre ființă, dă-ne nouă astăzi și ne iartă nouă greșelile noastre, precum și noi iertăm greșiților noștri. Și nu ne duce pe noi în ispită, ci ne izbăvește de cel viclean.
For Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and in the ages of ages.
Amen.
With all
and with your spirit,
let us bow our heads to the Lord.
To you, Lord.
To the grace of your Christ, to the grace, mercy, and love for us of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your holy, good, and life creating Spirit, now and forever to the ages of ages.
Amen. Your Lord Jesus
Christ, come and sanctify us, how you all. Sitting on high with the Father and invisibly present with us, and you day by mighty hand to impart in the mercy of your immaculate body and precious blood, and through us to your people, Lord, have mercy upon me, for I am a sinner. Lord, have mercy upon me, for I am a sinner. Lord, have mercy upon me, for I am a sinner. O Theos, slash my to look at you.
Proskomen, let us attend the pre-sanctified holy gifts for the holy of God, the proyas menaya disayis.
One is holy, one is Lord Jesus Christ. To the
truly the Christ, Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the greatest. I also believe that this is truly your spotless body, and it is truly your precious blood. Wherefore I pray to you, have mercy on me, and forgive my offenses, whether intended or not, whether committed or not indeed, knowingly or unknowingly, and count me worthy to share without judgment in your pure mysteries, for remission of sins and for everlasting life. Amen. You have beguiled me with yearning, O Christ, and by love divine transform me. Consume me sins in ethereal flame, and let me be filled with the sheer delight of you, O gracious Lord, that leaping for joy I may magnify both your advents. How shall I, so unworthy, come into the splendor of your saints? If I make bold to enter the bridal chamber feast, my clothing will reproach me, since it is not a wedding garment. Then I shall be bound and cast out by the angels. In your love, Lord, purge my soul and save me. Loving Master, Lord Jesus Christ, my God, let not these holy gifts become a judgment against me because of my unworthiness, but for the cleansing and sanctification of both soul and body, and as a pledge of the future life in the kingdom. It is good for me to cling to God,
place in him my hope for salvation.
Receive me today, Son of God, as a partaker of your mystical supper, for I will not reveal the mystery to your enemies, nor will I give you kisses, Judas, but as a thief I confess you, Lord, remember me in your kingdom.
My brothers, forgive me if I'm an unworthy priest and sin. My brothers and sisters, forgive me if I'm an unworthy priest and sin. Lord, have mercy upon me, friends. Yes, last but the
Lord is.
Christos, O King. Yeah.
Save, O Lord, your people, and bless your mighty inheritance.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever on my lips. Taste the heavenly bread and the cup of life, and see how good the Lord is. Ευλογήσωτον Κύριον εν πάντη καιρό διά παντός, η ένεσις αυτού εν το στόματι μου. Αρτών ουρανίων και ποτήριων ζωής, γεύσαστε και είδετε ότι Χριστός ο Κύριος. Αλληλούια, αλληλούια, αλληλούια.
Now and forever and the ages of ages.
Amen.
Standing, having received the divine, heavenly, life-giving, holy, immortal, and awesome mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy upon us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Having prayed for this whole day to be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God. Our sanctification, and unto you do we offer glory, to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us depart in peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy Father, give the blessing.
Almighty Lord, you have created all things in wisdom and in your inexpressible providence. And great goodness you have brought us to these salutary days for the cleansing of our souls and bodies, for control of our passions, in the hope of the resurrection. After the 40 days you delivered into the hands of your servant Moses the tablets of the law and characters divinely traced. Enable us also, benevolent one, to fight the good fight, to complete the course of the fast, to keep the faith inviolate, to crush underfoot the heads of the unseen tempters, to emerge victorious over sin, and to come without reproach to the worship of your holy resurrection. For blessed and glorified is your most honorable and majestic name, of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. May the name of the Lord be praised from this time forth and to the endless ages. Iton omakiriu evlohimenon apotunin keos tu eonos. The name of the Lord be praised from this time forth and to the endless ages.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
The blessing of the Lord and his mercy come upon you with his divine grace and love, now and forever to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to Christ our God, and no glory to you. May Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his most pure and holy mother, through the power of the precious and life-giving cross, the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of the heavens, the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, the holy, glorious, victorious martyrs, our venerable and godly fathers, the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, St. Catherine, the great martyr and patroness of this holy temple, St. Basilios, the higher martyr of Amicia, whose memory we keep this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us as a good, loving, and merciful God. Please come forward to get your andideron as the final two psalms are being read.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall ever be on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. Let the meek hear and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Approach the Lord and be enlightened, and your face shall never be shamed. This wretched man cried out, and the Lord heard him and delivered him from all his afflictions. The angel will stand guard around those who fear the Lord and save them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed is the man who hopes in him. Fear the Lord, all you his faithful ones, for those who fear him shall want for nothing. The rich have become poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, children, hear me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and loves to see the good days? Keep your tongue from wickedness and your lips from deceitful speech. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears are open to their pleas. The face of the Lord is turned against sinners to erase their memory from the earth. The just cried out, and the Lord heard them, and he delivered them from all their trials. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he will save the humble in spirit. Many are the trials of the righteous, but out of them all the Lord will deliver them. He protects every bone in their body. Not a single one of them will be broken. The death of the sinners is painful. Those who hate justice shall be damned. The Lord will redeem the souls of his servants, and none of those who hope in him shall be lost.
I will exalt you, my God and my King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and to his greatness there is no end. Age after age will praise your works and proclaim your might. They will tell the glorious splendor of your holiness. They will recount your wondrous works. They will speak of the power of your awesome deeds. They will declare your greatness. They will recall your abundant goodness and will exult in your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He is long-suffering and abounding in love. The Lord is good towards everyone, and his grace extends over all his works. Let all your works give thanks to the Lord, and all your faithful ones bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known your might to the children of men and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion is for all generations. The Lord keeps faith in all his promises and is hallowed in all his works. The Lord supports all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look up to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hands and satisfy all living beings. The Lord is just in all his ways and faithful in all his works. The Lord is close to all who pray to him, those who call upon him in truth. He will meet the desire of those who fear him and hear their pleas and save them. The Lord keeps watch over those who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and all to all eternity.
Through the prayers of holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Amen.
The blessings of the Holy Trinity be with all of you. I believe that there will be a little coffee in the hall. Hopefully there's some that is made. And if you have a few moments, we can have some in there. Our services continue this evening, 7 p.m. with the service of the bridegroom, the Nymphaeos service. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we will again have the sanctified liturgy. Have a blessed day, and God's love and grace and blessings be with you. Haleithi to me, good strength.